Hello, this is Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist, and welcome to episode 9 of the Suicide Prevention Podcast. Today, I want to take just a few minutes to talk about Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, which is in the month of September. And as I'm recording this, we are right in the middle, actually heading towards late September. And no doubt a lot of you have probably heard a lot about Suicide Prevention Awareness Month and heard about different places and resources for information, but I just wanted to highlight a few of those here for you on our podcast. And obviously, the name tells you a lot of what you need to know. It is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and the idea is thinking about ways to talk about suicide and prevention and think about ways we can advocate for changes. But also, I think it's an important time to think about those we have lost to suicide, really have suicide loss survivors come and share their stories, and also to understand that while the ultimate goal is to prevent every suicide, we are not there yet. So I think it's also important to have a message that we are not there yet, and that if you have lost someone to suicide, it wasn't your fault. The idea sometimes is that with all this suicide prevention effort, there's almost an implication that why didn't you prevent someone from dying by suicide? How could you have prevented it, or why didn't you? And I just want people to understand and know that there isn't anything anybody could have done to prevent the loss of their loved one. It is not your fault. And I know that's easier said than done. And I know a lot of people will have guilt and it can be hard to work through that. But please, please know that all of this messaging about suicide prevention is not an implication that there was something you could have or should have done before you lost your loved one to suicide. So going back to the Awareness Month, I just wanted to highlight some references or resources that you can look at to get some more information. So one place that you can go to is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So if you go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org, that has some information about the Suicide Prevention Month. There's also NAMI, which that stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. They have a whole bunch of information in September regarding Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And then there is also the Suicide Prevention Resource Center. And that center has a lot of information, and it does highlight ideas and action that you can take in the month of September. I've also mentioned many other times the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or AFSP. Not only do they talk about the month of September, but they hold a National Suicide Prevention Week. This year, we already passed it. This year, it was earlier in the month. It was September 4th through the 10th. And so that has passed, but they still have their website and information about that particular week. And then also within the month of September, there is World Suicide Prevention Day. And that is held on September 10th. So a couple of places to find some more information about that is you can go to the International Association for Suicide Prevention. And that website is www.iasp.info/WSPD. Again, it's www.iasp.info/WSPD, and that talks about World Suicide Prevention Day. There's also some information at a website called rethink.org. Again, that is rethink.org. And the WHO, or the World Health Organization, also talks about World Suicide Prevention Day. And again, that is held on September 10th of each year. And so again, as I'm talking about this, we have passed that date, but it's still an important part of the month, and this is something that is not going away, that will be continuing through the years, I would imagine. And unfortunately, off the top of my head, I don't know how long all of these different campaigns have been around in terms of the month and the week and the September 10th date. But again, I know with all of the organizations and groups that have an interest and want to advocate and share stories, this is something that is not going to go away. So those are some of the websites and resources that you can look at, you can Google. And as I alluded to a little bit earlier, this month isn't just about the awareness component, although that is important. It is also about thinking about those that we have lost and sharing our stories. And my hope is that for most of you, those who have lost a loved one to suicide, there have been great memories and good memories, funny things, joyful things that have happened. And so I hope you take this time during this month to really reflect on those good memories and good times and share stories about your loved one. They are not defined by how they died. They shouldn't be defined by how they died. So I think it's really important to remember those we've lost and talk about our roles and our role in the story, if you will, as a suicide loss survivor. And again, I want to repeat the part about all this messaging about suicide prevention, and the implication that there are things that you could have done or should have done to prevent the loss of your loved one, and know that that should not be an implication of this messaging. There is a lot of factors. It's complex. There's just so many things we don't know about how circumstances and risk factors and all of these different things come together to create those suicidal thoughts, and then acting on those thoughts. We just don't have the full picture. There's a lot we don't know. And so it's very important, again, to stress that it is not anybody's fault. You didn't do anything wrong, and there's just so much we don't know. So please do not feel like you are responsible for what happened to your loved one. And with that, I think I will wrap this up. I know this is pretty short this time. However, I wanted to get some quick information in, since September is going by very, very quickly. And I do want to finish out, though, with what I always try to finish out with, which is some resources for you, or if you know someone that is in crisis. And I will provide those resources here for you. If you or someone you know is in crisis, there is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is in the United States of America. That phone number is 800-273-8255. And there is the new 988. That will work as well. You can call that number, 988, or text that number, 988, and get help as well. I will repeat that Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It is 800-273-8255, or you can use 988 to call or text the 988. And either number should work. The 800 number is just for the phone. The 988 can be a phone call or a text. There's also the crisis text line, and you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. And again, I want to thank all of you for listening in, and I hope you are, again, taking some time to think about Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, as well as thinking about your loved ones and the good memories, And thank you again for listening in. You have been listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast, and this is Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist. Take care.